You know, there's a special mojo that's felt during those moments when human beings genuinely share who they are. When you see a songwriter who deeply believes and has lived the words that they're singing, it's the kind of magic that hushes a noisy room or sends shivers down your spine. I'm here to explore just that. What is it exactly that makes that kind of magic moment happen? Greetings, folks. My name is Michael Averill, and this is the Write Songs You Love podcast. Well, welcome, my friends. We are back at the Write Songs You Love podcast, and I got a whole cast of guitars today. And we got a really, really fun episode. But before we get into a whole discussion and just thoughts about what I posted in the Facebook group this week about learning, we're going to take a little pit stop and I'm going to tell you about what's coming up in that regard within the community. So just before Christmas there, I put up a poll in the Facebook group just to see what kinds of things all of you in the community were looking to learn or might be interested in terms of workshops. And one of the ones that got suggested and got a lot of attention was a one song challenge focused specifically on the guitar, which I thought was super cool, super fun. And just want to let you know that it's happening. And there's going to be two sessions starting up, one next week and one the week after. So if you, for the most part, with your songwriting, have been more of a strummy guitarist, or just in any way, whichever style you are, feeling like you've been kind of stuck, or feeling like you just like to try something new, we're going to do a whole bunch of different things. This is going to be a weekly, 5-week long songwriting challenge situation, like the one song challenges typically are, where you get to learn some new techniques, try out some new strategies, some new understandings, some new forms, and just seeing how you can take a song that maybe, you know, used to strumming, which again, there's nothing wrong with that, but maybe thinking about how you can kind of dress it up a little bit differently. Looking how you can use all these different voicings and whatnot. That's that particular side style of guitar. You know, there's been some talk in the community of learning some more stuff to do with the chords that sound like this. A little bit more on the jazzy flair. Something like that. Looking at different styles of guitar besides genre. And, you know, one of my favorite things too is exploring alternate tunings, using slide guitars, using electric guitars. But here, you guys might recognize this. Lots of fun things you can do. And what's so great about having a coming together of a lot of people in a small group here is that sharing of experience and seeing how we can push each other forward in sharing skills and just seeing what happens when a technique gets thrown out, or here, what about you try this? What comes about in a song? So how this will work is we'll have a guitar focus for the week, and it'll be a bit different for everybody involved with each challenge, so that you then have a reason to write a song and apply whatever that skill or thing to experiment with is that week. So that's the one song challenge guitar edition. We've got two forms of it, one starting on Monday nights from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific, starting February 5th. And then one starting next Tuesday, a little bit earlier, from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific. So there you go. There's more information that will be included in the show notes and on writesongsyoulove.com and in the Facebook group if you're in there. So if you'd like more information on that, it's going to be a ton of fun. And thanks to everybody in the community for making the suggestion to run this in the first place. I've never done one so specifically focused towards the guitar players, and looking forward to spending some time with you. So there you go. All right. To switch gears a little bit here, to go back to this, what I had mentioned about learning. Earlier this week, I put a question in the Facebook group, the community Facebook group, that says this. What are your thoughts on learning? What does it do for you? Can it hit a ceiling? Is it ever a problem? So, very, very fun questions to throw out to the mix. And as a number of you have told me in the past, you love it when I share the responses that have come from questions like this. So that's what I'm going to do today. There are so many great answers that came about from this question. So I just want to throw some light on those, and maybe it will give you some new things to think about, or maybe it'll lodge an idea forward. So Tipora says, there's no ceiling. Paul says, I'm pretty short, so I find it hard to hit a ceiling as you have to jump very high, but I am learning, which is awesome. Karen, I love learning. Mostly if it's something I'm passionate about, but I often feel like I just want to know it already and lack the patience. Something else to learn, maybe. Cindy, I think you have to keep learning every moment of your life. The day I lose interest in learning will be the beginning of my decline. I began learning music production 3 years ago in my 60s. And I've seen and heard Cindy's productions, and everything that she's put together is incredible. It's like absolutely inspiring. So it's a way to go, Cindy. Kendra says, I could study the same thing over and over and just keep adding new layers that didn't stick the previous times. Totally an addiction, but I guess it keeps me out of real trouble. There's never an end to my supply. Mike says, the day I stop learning is the day they box me up. It's constantly improving myself and my knowledge. It's finding new ways of working, getting aha moments and stories to write about. Michelle, I love to learn a new skill or a new bit of knowledge. It always perks me up. I learned to play piano as an adult after finishing my Bachelor of Arts part-time while working full-time 8 long years. I love doing craft courses. I feel sad that child me didn't have the internet because encyclopedias used to annoy. They were often so out of date or didn't have entries for the things I was curious about. Curiosity is an innate human trait. Right on. Kia says, learning is allowing life to blossom. As me, lest I wither in the belief that I am. Jasmine says, when you feel like you've hit a plateau, you probably just need a change in perspective. Vicky says, learning is living. I can't get enough. If I stop learning, then the fun is gone. Michael says, I'm finally taking guitar lessons at age 72. I started playing in bars as a self-taught solo act in high school. It's rewarding and fast with a great instructor. Richard says, I learned calculus sitting on the John with a textbook I bought at the thrift store. Amazing what a little effort each day can yield. I wish I had that kind of positive relationship with calculus, but that's not the case. So it's good to hear that from Richard. Janica says, I love learning. It's my healthiest addiction. I can't learn much at all when the topic isn't meaningful to my life or needs. I absolutely hit a saturation point if I am carelessly or one-dimensionally cramming. When I make space for digesting and applying information, as well as taking multiple types of knowledge perspectives at once, I seem to have extraordinary capacity to take in knowledge. Some people find it really hard to learn from. Some people I find it really hard to learn from. The voice or delivery style can make it really hard to stay open to the information. I find books and YouTubes are my greatest resources. It fills my life with understanding, intrigue, tools, and a deeper connection to the things I already gravitate towards, and sometimes new things. Very, very cool. Trace, learning keeps me going. Prin, I truly love learning. Maybe it's the educator in me, but ever since I graduated college, I've been enrolled or taken courses or classes towards some new skill or just for fun. I think it's an important part of who I am, as it amplifies my reading and keeps me interested in research, discoveries, and connecting to that history. Connecting that to history. Professionally, I do my best to practice things like scales, even if I don't need to. I try to dabble in new instruments and have definitely been passionate about flexing comfort zones over the years. I'm not sure I could ever hit a ceiling for learning. I do hit times of attention span ceiling, though, but that's different. If I take longer to complete something or don't complete, it's okay too. Claudia. I love learning new things and being able to apply them. Even more jazzed if learning something in one area transfers to another. It's all connected. Steve. Learning is a lifelong experience. If you're not constantly learning, you're missing something. We'll never know all there is to know. Bruce. There's never a ceiling on the feeling you get when you're making progress. Someone asked the old maestro, "Why do you still rehearse?" The maestro replied, "I'm making progress." Lisa. Love learning. No ceiling ever. Obviously, I'm going to feel more motivated to learn things about something that matters to me or that I enjoy or that I want to try. Learning gets me excited. I think the more informed you are about something, the better equipped you are in general. I feel it's one of our key purposes in life, to learn. And so I asked a question of Lisa, because this leads into this next segment that I want to touch base on here. As I said, what do you think about the idea about learning something that doesn't interest you in the slightest? And Lisa replied, "It becomes a priority-setting task. My time is slim, and I would rather take time for learning something that interests or relates to something I'm already involved in. However, if something came up on the fly in conversation, I'm happy to learn something from someone else. The likelihood of me seeking out something I have no interest in is low." And yeah, I think that's fair for all of us, or most of us. I just happened to be reading a book. I've been going through the collection of one of my favorite creative people in the world, the man by the name of Derek Sivers, who is, if you're not familiar, he was the man who created the business and platform called CD Baby, and he's done a whole bunch since, but it was a pretty revolutionary technology that allowed independent artists to start sharing their music online of their own accord, not needing a music label. And he's done several TED Talks. He's authored many really interesting books. I highly recommend them. They're really, really good. And a good friend of mine just got me as a gift the whole collection of books that he has. One of them is called How to Live, 27 Conflicting Answers and One Weird Conclusion. And any of his books are really intriguing. You can't go wrong with any of them. But there's a particular section here that I wanted to highlight today because I felt it really kind of inspired this whole question and this conversation and even this podcast. So in one of the sections here, the way this book is structured is he says, here's how to live. And then he's got a certain thought that he flows with. And this particular one is about love. And there's a section in it that just kind of rolls really nicely after what Lisa was saying, and it comes into something I want to throw your way. So here it goes. Learning is loving. The more you learn about something, the more you can love it. Learn about a place to appreciate it. learn about people to empathize with them. Not just individuals, but cultures, mindsets, and worldviews. And here we go. Here's one of the kind of key clinchers. If you are apathetic about or against something, learn more about it. So that's where I want to stop right there. I thought we all are inclined to things that we're curious about. I think that's just an inherent thing, that we are drawn to certain situations and we love learning about what is interesting to us. But I think what is particularly fascinating about what he just said in that book is, what about those things that you really don't like or don't care for, or whether it's a topic, whether it's a conversation, any number of things, could you put yourself in the space to learn more about that? Might that potentially increase your ability to empathize, to see the side, to see more understanding, maybe potentially love, something that maybe you had no feeling for at all previous to that? I think we're at an interesting time in the world where we've been confronted by a lot, and it's constant. Pretty much anywhere you go, there's something that you can find that maybe you don't want any part of. But I am super curious to hear what might come up for you listening to this episode or even thinking about this idea. Is there something that maybe even makes you mad or that you don't care about at this point in time that you might be able to learn a little bit more? Don't get me wrong. I think we avoid things for a reason. It's challenging. It's difficult. It makes us feel avoidant. It's all of those things. But perhaps there is an opportunity in something there to use that joy of learning or use that lens of learning to potentially seek a bit more understanding. And maybe there's something special there. Maybe there's something that is surprising to you that might switch or alter or shift your perspective on something. And if you're wanting a reason to explore that, how about for the purposes of writing a song? Dun da da, and with that, here comes a songwriting challenge. Choose something that you are potentially apprehensive about or apathetic about, and maybe that you don't really know that much about, to explore a little deeper and to then write a song about it. Maybe the song itself is a discovery of asking questions, maybe like the process of searching into something is worth it to explore, and maybe that's what the song is. Or maybe you take some time to think about something, learn something more about it, and whatever you learn, maybe that's what you use as the fuel to write the song that comes out of this experience. So that's what I want to leave you with today. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone. There's about 25 of you that put in amazing, thoughtful answers to that question. And I love it when the group in there shares the thoughts. So thank you for doing that. It's always so cool. It helps me. It helps me learn, helps everybody learn. And it gives way to fun podcasts just like this. So I hope you got something out of that. If you decide to take on this challenge, I would be thrilled to hear what happens for you. I'll be doing the same thing. I have to sit with it and think about it myself, about what I might delve into, but it definitely is going to be a part of this next project that I'm working on as an artist, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Also, I am noticing a very cool surge of new members in the Write Songs You Love Facebook community that came in through the Teacup Challenge. Wanted to send you all a warm welcome. It's great to have you here, and looking forward to hearing your music. So stay well and keep writing songs you love.